When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. Eric is right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. So he is a certified financial planner here to guide you. His goal is to help you weather most any economic storm. And right now, we're in the fourth quarter of the year. Can you believe that? We are headed towards the end of 2021, and now's the time for savvy strategic investors like you to take action. What we mean is creating a tax-efficient, inflation-adjusted income strategy now so you can stay ahead of the game later. And Eric's going to be explaining how to do just that today on our show. Here's the phone number you need to remember, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You may call that number for a complimentary appointment. And also you can call for a 15-minute phone call if you'd prefer that. Maybe you have a specific question. Again, complimentary. And find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. It's good to be talking about what you should be doing now, and especially with the tax laws changing, it's not just normal year end, but it's added year end pressure of what's the new rules going to be, and we may not know until the very last minute of the year.
Yeah, so. Sometimes that happens. Yeah, lots of added pressure right now. So let's just talk about maybe what we should be doing for our end of year checklist. What is it that you go through with your clients as you prepare them for 2022?
Well, there's always a couple things. Obviously, required minimum distributions are back. And so that's if you're 72 and up. That's when you have to, even if you don't want to, you have to, by law, take money out of your retirement accounts. If you don't, it's a 50% penalty, 50. So
big.
You don't want to mess that penalty, mess that up. So if you don't take out your $20,000, it's a $10,000 tax penalty. Not pretty. So that's one that we make sure that everybody's either done or about to do. The other one is Roth planning. So the easiest way to think about it is, well, I guess if you think, was it teeter-totter or seesaw, depending on where you grew up in the country, right?
Yeah.
And, if your tax brackets right now are the same or lower than they're projected to be in retirement, then you should be doing a Roth conversion. If they're higher right now and they're going to retire in a lot lower bracket, but you have to make sure you have that math right, then no, don't do a Roth conversion. So for a lot of clients we have, they may have like 10 or 20 or 30,000 before they level out that teeter-totter, that seesaw of that tax bracket. And so if we can go take some of that money, pay the tax today, and then have all that money grow tax-free for the rest of their life, wow. I mean, that's a ton of extra money there that they're going to have. So that's kind of the biggest things that we're looking at. And also, I think really the other item now that people need to be thinking about more and more is what's your risk level today? Because with the market run up so much and everything going up so high, once this thing changes, which is probably sooner than later, then what? How much risk did you accidentally all of a sudden take? Because you may have said, hey, I only want, say, 20% in one category. Maybe that's 25 or 30% of your assets now. And then you didn't rebalance, market crashes, and then you're wondering, how did I lose so much? Well, that's because you didn't rebalance. Time to be thinking about that too.
Rebalance. So they're all R's, RMDs, Roth planning, and then look at your risk level and rebalance it. I got to ask you though, real quick, did you say teeter-totter or seesaw?
I usually say seesaw.
Seesaw, so. Yeah. I think I said teeter-totter when I was little. I don't even know what that means, but but anyway. All right. Would this be a good time now to be discussing a strategy to claiming your Social Security benefits too?
Well, yeah, sometimes that can really depend. Like last year, actually, I had a client, she was turning her full retirement age in August last year, but she had had a big capital gain. She'd sold a house earlier that year. And so what we did is we said, well, here, let's wait till January to turn on your Social Security, but turn it on for August. So Social Security allows you to go backwards 6 months and turn on your money. So she didn't actually lose any money, but she just got a big old check, you know, in January of the following year. But that threw all that taxable income now into the following year and didn't raise her bracket for the previous year. So, you know, there is some times where, you know, maybe you want to turn it on now, or maybe you want to postpone it depending on, you know, which year has a higher income or lower income, you know, type of situation. So, you know, something to be thinking about anytime you're talking about turning on Social Security.
What about some moves to consider before the end of 2021 if we're worried about all these potential impacts that the tax increases that are being proposed right now could happen?
I mean, I think that's a big part of that's, you know, obviously doing Roth stuff like we were talking about, you know, that can help. You know, one of the proposals is, or a lot of the proposals really hitting 400 and 450,000 married income levels. So, you know, if you're at that level or above, you might want to, you know, sell some stocks and, you know, exercise some capital gains. Now there's things like opportunity zones or donor advised funds. There's lots of different tools you can use to maybe mitigate some of that tax. But what you want to do is maybe have some of that tax now, because one of the proposals, at least from the House side, was to really jack up rates again, you know, like up to 25% if you're over that limit, you know, and you're going to have some other things hit. So, you know, those would be, I think, the biggest things to be looking at is, you know, really how much more can you get into the Roth side of the world? And then, of course, how much, you know, if you're over those income limits, you know, how do you take some of that tax hit now and move it on? And, you know, so one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually create a whole process called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And the reason why we call it the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth is we'll actually show you, here's how you build out this plan. Here's what path you're on today. And we'll go over some things like, you know, income, how are you going to have income for the rest of your life? When should you turn on that Social Security? What's the best times? How do you make sure you don't lose some of that money from Social Security that you could be getting? And then we're going to talk about the investments. How are those allocated? What risk level do you have? What's your risk score? Where should those be positioned for income and such? And then look at the taxes. Of course, taxes, income, investments are all heavily tied into each other. So, you know, how do you make sure you have not only the right investment asset allocation, but the right tax allocation with your investments? Because if you have a highly taxable asset, you want to have it in the right type of tax category. And then look at healthcare before 65, post 65, long-term care, all those things, and legacy. So there's a lot to be looking at in those five areas. What we do is we set up a phone call with people just to find out what's going on, you know, find out your situation. And then from there, if you want to proceed, right now we've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee. So again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is leave us a message. You know, just leave us a message on our voicemail there and we'll get back to you. So all you have to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can also text the word visit. So you can text the word visit or give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So gosh, Eric, there's so many things to be thinking of right now with all the changes up in debate in Congress. Should we be holding off on any financial decision making, or are there some things we could still take care of regardless of what Congress decides?
Well, no matter what, the rules of the game are always going to be changing with Congress. So if you wait for them to get around to doing stuff, you may be very old and gray before you've got your plan set up, right?
So, yeah.
You know, I mean, I think everybody should be, you know, saving, you know, making sure you're saving that 15 to 20%, you know, have that money built up. And really, I think right now, more critically, is just we've been on such a long run. And if the Fed stops printing money and giving money away, you know, on a daily basis, then the market's going to slow down a lot. And what's that going to mean to you? Well, that's to me the more critical aspect. So, you know, again, if you want to actually get a checklist for your retirement, that's something we can actually text to you. So if you want to just text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Baum always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. Financial experts have said that there's this thing called behavioral factors that could influence our financial decisions. And I think we all kind of know that. In other words, sometimes we just act weird when it comes to our money. Right, Eric?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No. Yeah. Emotions get in the way a lot.
Right. So we're going to talk about that, on how, you know, our behavior could really have a potential impact on our money decisions over time. How often do you see behavior or emotions get in the way of smart decision making?
Well, there's a couple of spots that are always an issue. One is buying a stock. Because it's kind of like somebody, you know, boarding a plane. If you board a plane, you hope you know where it's going. But a lot of times when people buy a stock, they just hope it's going up, and they don't necessarily know where it's going to be going or how it's going to end or where it's going to land in the end. A lot of times they don't want to sell it because, oh, it's lost so much, I don't want to sell it yet, or it's made so much, I don't want to sell it. And then guess what happens? The ones who made too much, all of a sudden it didn't make too much, right? Because it drops right back down, or the one that dropped a bunch drops even more. And then now you're wondering, why are you still keeping this stock? So that's one thing. And people get a lot of emotions around that. And, the other ones, I think probably the big one is your mortgage. So I always tell people there's financial sense and fiscal sense, or emotional sense, sorry. So fiscal sense says lots of times if you can be having money, say maybe making 5 or 6%, why would you take that money and pay off a mortgage that's at 2 or 3%, right? Because, if you're making 6, you can easily pay the 2 or 3% off. But sometimes the emotional part is just, nope, we got to have this house paid off, got to have it paid off no matter what. So, it's one of those things where as long as you know that you have an issue around that or you have a thought process around that, I think it's okay, because then at least you know you have that, right? The bad part is when people don't realize that they're doing that and they get really stuck. And it can definitely hurt people financially.
So, Eric, we're going to look at some common behavioral traps that we all can fall into. And I want you to tell us about each one, if you could, please.
Yeah. So, one that's been big confirmation bias. If you're a Trump supporter, you see other Trump supporters. If you're Biden, you see other Biden people. It's just like when you go buy a new car, all of a sudden you see your car that you bought all over the road.
Yeah.
It's like half the people have your car somehow.
And
it's
what is that?
And it's like, no, your brain's been trained to now look for that. And, it's just like trying to find Waldo. If you didn't know you were trying to look for Waldo, you're not going to find him. But if once you see him, you can start finding him, hopefully. That's one of those things where, if somebody else, bought this stock or somebody else didn't sell this stock, I'm going to do the same thing. May not translate for your situation the same, but that's what happens, because you're going to say, this person's doing it, and it must be good for me. And I think the biggest problem with that is a lot of people just watching the news way too much.
Right.
where they just keep hearing all the bad stuff over and over and over. So, that's one. And then, the other one's overconfidence. Garrison Keillor, wasn't it the one who had where the town's everybody's above average right? And there's nobody's kids are below average, right? They're all above average, but hold it, that statistically isn't possible, right?
Right. So, yeah.
So, you know, you think you're going to do a lot better than buying this stock or buying this fund than everybody else, you know, because, well, that's just going to happen to those people, not me. And so that's one that can definitely get you and bite you in the end, because you may put too much into one spot and then realize, oops, that wasn't so good.
Yep.
And then probably, I think a big one right now is the illusion of control is a very big one. Right now, it's kind of scary because, you know, the stock market and the economy have diverged to an extreme level. And, you know, especially here in Silicon Valley with high tech stuff, I mean, technology just shot up insanely amounts. And even other companies like Tesla that have shot up so much. I mean, how is Tesla, how is Elon Musk worth more than Jeff Bezos, who's, Amazon's monstrous, does so much stuff. And, Tesla just has one plant to make cars, and there's tons of competition coming online. So, there's some stuff that definitely, you think I can control that, or I can, I know when things are going to change, so I'll get out of that fund or I'll do something then. And no, you don't know when that's going to happen, right? I mean, lots of times bubbles, you don't see the bubble until it bursts and then it's too late, but you thought you had control over it. And then the last one's probably loss aversion. This one, of course, March was really ugly right last year. I mean, that 30% drop and then the fastest recovery. Basically, the federal government just turned on the printing presses to an insane level. I mean, we don't know how we're going to get out of this, but they printed almost $4 trillion last year. After the financial crisis, they printed $1 trillion. That was it. And they did this within about 3 months. So it's super scary, how much money they've printed out of nowhere. And every time they take that money back out of the economy, the market starts crashing. So, that's one of those tough things. So, once you know about all this stuff, it's going to help you out a lot. But, you do need to know about this stuff. So, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financials. We can actually help you figure out what's in your plan, what should you be doing, what makes sense for you personally, not all these other people, and make it a custom approach. And so that, what we do is we create that income plan, figure out, okay, here's the course you're on right now. Here's some things you might want to do to fix that, to make sure your money doesn't run out before you do. Look at those investments. Are they suitable to what you want? What's the risk level you have today? And are you okay with that risk level? Then taxes, what should you be doing tax-wise? Because there's a lot of tax opportunity this year. Lastly, healthcare and legacy. What's happening in those areas? How are you going to make sure you have healthcare? Who's going to get your stuff in the end? And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth, those five areas. And so what we do is we do a phone call with somebody, find out what their worries are. Then we'll set a time to do virtually, go over your plan that you're on right now. And then give you the pointers of what should you change. And then it's up to you at that point if you want to work with us or not. So, again, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, right now we're waiving the fee for radio callers. So good time to be doing it for sure. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And so, Eric, when you're talking and getting to know your clients, starting to learn a little bit more about them, do you think they show one of these behaviors or do they sort of have a combination of them? What have you seen?
All these behaviors kind of point to certain things, right? So one I just had recently was somebody who's some money that they, I think, inherited. And so they're using the financial advisor in New York, even though they live out here. I was making some recommendations for some other funds that they have, and they ran it by that guy. And, you could tell he was a money manager only, meaning all he does is investments and nothing else. He doesn't do full planning or anything like this, right? So he was recommending them, I talked about a way to have some of their money guaranteed. He was recommending one that was a variable annuity that goes into the stock market. And because he was saying, you should look at this company. I mean, he wasn't selling it. He was just saying, you should look at this company because they have low fees. And, I was like, no, that's, you don't give somebody a screwdriver when they ask for a hammer. that's not the same thing. And so, I had to educate them about why we're doing this. We're trying to have some money guaranteed safe, some money that's indexing with the stock markets, but doesn't lose money when the markets go down. And But what he wanted to do is he wanted to get that okay from his other person. And lots of times people will do that with just their parents, or they'll do it with their friend, or they'll do it with somebody. Oh, this person's done really good investing. And then you find out really what happened was they were at some company that went IPO'd and they made a ton of money off of that. And then they've been investing that money. Well, if you took $10 and made it $1 million, that's good at investing. But if you had $2 million and all you're doing is sitting around investing the $2 million, that's not necessarily super great. So you do have to kind of walk people back sometimes from that and say, okay, what makes sense for your situation, mm-hmm. not this other person?
You want to have confidence in your plan, but you don't want to fall into that trap of overconfidence. How do you help people with that?
Well, just by testing it. We actually have a risk score that people can look at and see, okay, here's how much risk you have today, and here's how much what's the odds of your portfolio going up and down the next 6 months. And, you know, if that's the monster roller coaster and you thought you were on the baby roller coaster, well, you're about to get sick, or you should get off.
Or get off.
So what we can do is you can text us, and if you text the word money to 800-454-1184, we'll send you the report on how long will your money last. It will last as long as you do. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Just text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement, because his goal is to help you solve any income gaps that you might be having in retirement. And he certainly wants to help you worry less in retirement. We're talking today about how our emotions and our behavior can kind of get in the way of making smart decisions about our retirement money. And as we're talking through this today, Eric, which do you think is harder, managing people's money or helping them manage their emotions about their money?
Probably the second one for sure. Yeah, no, I've often said instead of having a finance degree, having psychology, counseling, probably would have been a lot better and a lot more useful almost for this profession. So yeah, there's a lot that people get. I mean, you know, literally I've had several clients that have inherited stocks, and, one was from a bank, and, you know, that bank stock, you know, really last year had done really awful. And so, you know, but they didn't want to sell it because, you know, this is where dad worked and, you know, he always had that. Or, you know, there's been lots of times where, you know, people have inherited certain stocks and they just don't want to sell them because they're emotionally attached. Well, it's like being emotionally attached to a dollar bill. Right, it's just a dollar bill, who cares, right? So that doesn't really make sense. So but unfortunately, yeah, a lot of times people's emotions do get in the way. I mean, yeah, for sure, anything like buying a new house and stuff, because that's changing a lot of things. Or if you're retiring and losing your job is kind of the way people think about retiring lots of times, even though you're doing it voluntarily, right? But, those kind of situations, those massive life changes are definitely always going to be emotional. But some of them are things that we could probably overcome better, but a lot of times people don't. So we have to kind of help walk them through that for sure.
Let's talk about that illusion of control where, you know, we think we can handle whatever's coming at us, you know, any external events, things like that. Have you seen this play out with people who are trying to plan out their retirement?
Well, probably one that comes to mind is I had a guy I met with in gosh, it must have been like the mid-90s or something. And he was in his late 70s at the time, but I just always remember the fact that, or maybe been in even the early 2000s, but he said he turned on Social Security at 62, the soonest he could get it, because, you know, with his CDs earning, you know, 6, 7, 8%, why does he need the money? And then guess what happened once those CDs got down to, at the time, probably, I think they were 2 to 3%. That was before they got down to the 1% range even, right? Oh. But that's because he just had that illusion of control that rates are always going to be this high. Rates are going to be up here, and then they changed, right? And you have no control over that. And if you've made decisions that affect your entire lifetime income, aka Social Security to start, that's pretty brutal, because you can't go backward and fix that. I mean, it's already happened. But also, a lot of times people think about that in the stock market. You know, they'll say, oh yeah, no, this thing's, yeah, things are gonna be going great forever, and we're just gonna keep always making 10%, and so I don't have to worry about things that much. And it's like, no, drops happen, you know, crashes happen, corrections happen, and those weren't big deals when you weren't taking the money out. But I think the other problem too is the illusion of control is people don't understand that once you have to take the money out because you need it to live on, you can't wait for the market to come back. And so that's one control they think they have where they, you know, definitely don't have, because, you know, you need to live.
Right.
You need money that month.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be worrying about all these things that are out of our control. So how can we keep from feeling overwhelmed by all of that?
So the only thing I've been able to develop over, you know, almost 30 years in the business here is, you know, I've seen all these issues play out, and really, it probably took me almost 10 years in the business before I saw all this, because obviously, like, you also have to go through a market correction and all those types of things to really see how things work properly. But the only way I've been able to figure out how to get all these things to work right is have three types of money. And so those three types of money are foundational money. This is stuff that can't go away, which is either, you know, something that's like a bank, an insurance company, or U.S. Treasuries. Then have some steady income money. This is stuff that pays typically somewhere around 4 to 7%, ideally a monthly, if not at least quarterly, and isn't typically tied to the stock market, so it's not going up and down daily. And then lastly, you want to have that market money. But what's happened is the 401k has really messed us up. Because the 401ks back in the early, you know, late 80s, early 90s, when markets were going up like crazy with all the computers and the internet and everything else coming online, then what happens, those Fidelities and Vanguards of the world basically got rid of all the guaranteed options that used to be in retirement plans and said, hey, let's just do everything 100% at risk in the market. Well, guess what? You know, in bad times, that can be really ugly. So yeah, with your 401k, not much choice, but with your IRAs and your other monies that you've saved up, you have choices. You could be funding some of these foundational assets and these steady income monies. And why do you want those? Well, because when there's a bad time, you take money from the foundational assets. And if you have some steady income money, you always have cash flow coming in, so you're not having to sell stuff. And then if it's a good year, you take it from the market side. But most people's portfolios I see are almost always about 1.5% in terms of yield, meaning how much dividends and interest do they get off all that money they have saved up. Yet they're planning on taking out 4% a year. So if they're taking out 4% and they're only earning 1.5%, guess what? That means you're having to sell principal of 2.5%, sell shares, and that means whatever the market's doing is going to be a huge effect on you. Mm-hmm. And so so if you have these types of monies, that's when it makes sense. And again, that's why you want to have a plan. That's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, one of the things we're doing, you know, this year is we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee for people who are listening to the show and saying, okay, let's just get you to have this information. So we'll have that worry less wealth talk on the phone, find out your situation. And then if it makes sense, we'll go forward and do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we're going to look at your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plans that you have right now today, even if you don't know what they are. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's what's good and here's what's bad. Here's what you might want to fix. And then that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So pretty easy process. Why don't you take some time and take care of yourself. give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can even request his book because Eric wants you to have a worry-less wealth retirement. That's the name of his book, Worry-Less Wealth. Request that as well, and you can get that complimentary. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, you've shared a lot with us today on how to keep our emotions out of our decisions with money, but any final tips for us?
Well, so the biggest thing I think is when you react when you have no plan, right? So anytime you're flying, what is the first thing they tell you? You know, put your mask on before you put the other person's mask on, right? And all this stuff, have your seatbelt buckled and all that stuff. So there's a reason why they tell you that over and over, because it's been beaten up in your head and you can just react and do it, right? Same thing with having financial plan. If you have a plan, then it's really easy to fall back on that plan and say, hold it, am I actually doing the things right because of this is what the plan was? So if something goes bad, well, what was my plan? And let me look at that and see if that makes sense. But again, if you don't have that plan, geez, it's really hard to figure out, right? And so, you know, that's one of the things that you want to be really taking advantage of is having that plan, having make sure that money will last as long as you do. And so one of the things we actually have is a report that you can just text and get. It's all you do is text the word money and to see if that money will last as long as you do. And we'll send you that report. So just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we still have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in a lot of different ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, planning for all the risks in retirement. It'd be so nice to worry less, right? And that's what Eric is here for. He's offering you a chance to come in and visit with him. So we know Eric gets questions every single place that he goes. When they find out what you do, Eric, people, I'm sure, ask you all kinds of retirement questions or financial advice. So I am going to reach into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag and get some common questions from retirees. We are both retiring in about 3 years. We've done pretty well. We have about 10 different retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs. But the problem is they're spread all over the place and we're not sure what to do with these once we're in retirement. We've done a good job of saving, but which should we use for income when we retire? We're not sure what to do.
Yeah, this is a common problem. And I think my personal record was 14 401ks that somebody had. Just one person.
Whoa, really?
So I didn't need to look at her LinkedIn page or her resume because I could see everything right there and on her 401k statements, except for her job title, of course.
But, yeah.
I mean, one of the things is also people sometimes literally lose those. I mean, I had a client lose one and all of a sudden the state found her because they had, you know, had a bad mailing address and finally somehow found her. And, you know, she had $80,000.
Oh, my. There. That's awesome.
I mean, that's a big mistake. I mean, the only ironic part is when she lost it, it was $40,000. So at least it did good. The one thing you really want to do is combine those into IRAs. So basically, for most people, you're going to have two accounts always. You're going to have your active 401k and at least one IRA. And so every time you leave a job, you take that old 401k, roll it to your IRA. Now, the only time you would not want to do that is if you have company stock in your 401k. There are some special tax rules around that. And I actually have one client one time where we were able to save them $76,000 in taxes by just handling that stock differently. I mean, it's amazing if you have that company stock, which is less often now, but you still have some people who have that.
So here's another one. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This person also says they want to retire in 3 years, Eric. What should I do to be getting prepared? I don't think I'm ready to meet with a financial advisor yet, but I'm getting overwhelmed when I Google and read articles about retirement. I don't know what to do or where to start.
Well, that's kind of like saying, oh, I've got some ailment, so let's go online and find out. And then you've got, you know, 20 different rare diseases, you know, when you self-diagnose, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I don't know why the person wouldn't be ready to meet with a financial advisor. That sounds like exactly why you need to work with a financial advisor, is if you don't know all these things and you're having to Google them and you find out all sorts of junk on the internet that's often not right or is just salesy, you know, that's the problem, I think, is when people don't go and actually get real help. And, you know, again, it's just like medical advice. Yeah, you can find all sorts of stuff on there, or those dumb ads on TV. It's like, go ask your doctor about this. It's like, well, why should I? I've never had any of those problems. But if you listen to TV for 2 or 3 hours, you probably should go talk to your doctor about 6 different medications, So, right? I mean, that's when you need to have a plan. And, one thing that a financial advisor should be able to do is help you with all these things. Now, you want to work with somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means that they have a fiduciary duty to do what's in your best interest. And that means they also can work on a fee basis. Now, if they have the term registered representative on their card, that means first and foremost, they have to work on a commission basis. They may be able to do fee-based planning, but they're mostly on a commission basis. And they're not really beholden to do what's in your best interest. So, that'd be the things to look for, where we'll actually go through your what your plan is. Now, you may say, I don't have a plan. It's like, no, you're headed someplace. So we'll tell you where you're headed. We'll tell you what issues you got. We're going to look at your income plan, see how you're going to get money out of retirement. Look at that investment plan. Where should those dollars be and where are they allocated right now? Look at the tax ramifications along the way. I mean, one of the dumb things I think is people who are financial advisors that say they don't do any tax advice. I mean, that's like a doctor who says, oh, I can't prescribe anything, or I can't ever give you any sort of medicine or treatment. It's like, what? You got to be all inclusive. And then we're going to look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And so that's the 5 things, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. Those are the things that, we want to have you plan for and make sure it's all set and up and running. And then if there's some issues, we're going to tell you, hey, these are some of the things that you need to fix. So, if you wanted to book a time just to talk to us and see if this is right for you, again, you can give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag right now. We have another question for Eric. My dad is 78 years old, and we've been talking about his financial situation and trying to get his affairs in order before anything happens to him. I'm learning how unorganized things have been until now, and it seems like every other week he's calling me about another CD he found, or he's remembering some other account. How do I make sure that we are not missing anything when we're trying to account for all of his assets?
Yeah, well, I was just meeting with somebody who's probably said it best. She's like, your parents, you always think they've done such a great job and you think they have it all together. And then you start working with them and finding all these assets and finding all these statements, and you find out things are quite a mess and they're not quite as organized as you thought they were. And it is one of those things where, you know, we all have a perspective. I mean, we're all, you know, little kids and our parents are big people in our eyes, right? You always have that little bit there, you know, still stuck in your head. And yeah, it's one of those things where you have to watch out because, you know, it's bad when they're still alive, but when they're passed away, boy, you know how hard it is to find assets then? So, you know, you really want to talk to them ahead of this time and make sure that they have it listed out. Make sure you're helping them. You know, if they don't want you to involved as much, it gets kind of awkward. But, you know, just tell them, hey, can you just make sure everything's listed someplace? You know, someplace that's easy enough to find, right? You don't want to have it in some computer file that you know, you can't get into or know where it is or locked up in a safe deposit box that you don't have access to. But really, you want to start listing all that and working with your parents. And we've actually done some webinars and other things about training, you know, working with as adult kids of what should parents be telling those adult kids and what adult kids should be talking to their parents about. And you know, it is really critical for that communication to be open and really make sure people know what where everything is.
And that's all part of your legacy planning. This is part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, you have to make sure that they're, you know, power of attorney and all of those things. I've been through that with my parents and then both of my in-laws. But here is another question for you, Eric. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. I'm thinking about canceling my life insurance. My husband and I have accumulated around $3 million in retirement assets, and we're planning on working for another 10 years because we enjoy what we do. All of our children are grown. We don't really have any debt with the exception of our mortgage. It just seems silly to have life insurance at this stage of the game. What do you think, Eric?
Well, yeah, that's one of those tough ones, and I do get that quite often. It depends on what type of insurance, right? So if it's term insurance where you have to keep paying on it or else it's going to go away, typically those start jumping up higher and higher as you get older. Yeah, a lot of times those ones are ones that you're going to probably have to cancel. But often it may be if it's something that's permanent or something that's got cash value, or maybe you even increase it because one of the things you may be leaving behind is some IRAs, which are in 401ks, which are horrible, horrible assets to leave behind because they're 100% taxable. So if you can leave some tax-free assets behind, you're going to be way better off. So, you know, one thing we've done with a lot of clients that don't need their required minimum distributions is we've actually taken those and actually bought life insurance with those dollars because it's so much better to leave these tax-free dollars than these IRA dollars. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it may or may not make sense. All this goes back to having a plan, right? You know, you want to make sure you've got that income plan. How are you going to make that money last? And, you know, how are you going to get that money for the rest of your life? Life insurance can be actually, if you've got about a 10-year timeline, you could be funding those and actually build up some great lifetime income in those that's tax-free. So, you know, that is an option that sometimes it may make sense. Again, investment plan, you know, look at everything out there, guaranteed stuff, foundational stuff, steady income, retirement assets, you know, and the market money. And then look at the taxes along the way. You know, how can you lower those taxes, not just 1 year, but over your lifetime? That's the critical question. Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, you know, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, if you want to set up a time, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we can just talk and see, you know, how can we help you? What questions can we answer? And then we can see if doing the full plan for you makes sense or not. But again, there's no cost, there's no obligation for our radio listeners right now. So if you wanted to go ahead and take us up on that offer, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for some more good stuff right after this on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. When you go in and see him, his goal will be to help you solve any income gaps that you might have. So right now it's time, Eric, for you to give us an example of someone who has experienced some of those obstacles, and you have a financial fail for us today.
Yeah, well, since we do have the anniversary of 9/11 coming up here, and thinking back to those days where it was dot-com bust and then 9/11, and it was a pretty bad 3 years for the stock market. A friend of mine who's a financial advisor down in San Diego told me the story about this guy come in and talked to him, and he said, "Oh no, you're too conservative. I've got $1 million here. I'm going to take $50,000 out. I'll be fine." Well, the guy came back in 2003 into his office and said, "Hey, can you help me at all?" And he said, "Well, yeah, I remember we talked a long time ago and stuff." And well, he took the $50,000 out for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That $1 million was now $450,000. What happened? I mean, he was taking out 5%. That's not a huge amount, but there's a thing called sequence of returns, mm-hmm. right? He was taking that money out as the market was crashing and crashing and crashing. Guess what happens to those shares? They don't come back. They're gone. You spent them, right?
Oh, no.
And so, that's one of the biggest risks. So really what, my friend was trying to get this guy to do is have some money guaranteed. Have some money that you can't lose that will always be there. Well, had he had that pot of money, he could have been raiding that pot when things were going down. And then as things went back up, he could have been switching back to the market money. The other one I like to actually include in there is a thing called steady income money. These are things that aren't in the market, but they pay a good dividend, like 5 or 6%, and typically on a monthly basis. So, that's one of the big problems is people don't realize that if you have all your money in the stock market and bond market, which is, your 401k or retirement plan at work, I think that's one of the problems is people don't realize how they're going to take this money back out. They just go, "Oh, well, the money's there. I'm just going to take it, right? And everything will be fine." And if you're lucky enough to retire in one of the rare times when there's never a down market, which, let's see, when was that? I don't think you can name really that many 10-year periods where there weren't some bad time periods in there. Obviously, some were better than others. So, so that's one of the things that you want to do is you want to make sure that you have a plan, that you have something that's taking care of that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. And that's what we can do here at Heckman Financial and Wealth Creator Radio. So, again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.